You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
In for the touchdown. Unbelievable.
Welcome back to BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM with the Joes and Aaron Hawksworth on the BetQL Network.
Welcome back, BetQL Daily, right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Thursday Night Football tonight. We have the Browns and the Steelers, AFC North battle. Right now, BetMGM, Cleveland, 4.5-point favorites. Of course, the highlight there we just played for you. I didn't think we'd have Joe Flacco highlights come out of breaks this year. I just didn't see that coming, but boom, Flacco beats the Browns on Sunday. Cleveland 1-1, Pittsburgh 1-1. Cleveland 4.5-point favorite, 38.5 on the total. Before we get into everything about this game, props and everything we'll dive into, this trend, we're going to do Trend of Truth across the NFL coming up in about 20 minutes, but this trend is remarkable. So Kevin Stefanski, head coach of the Browns, since he took over that job a few years ago, he is 1-11 against the spread versus AFC North opponents as the head coach of the Browns. The least profitable against the spread coach versus a divisional opponent in 20 years. 12 games, the Browns have covered the number once within the division since Stefanski took over. What do we think about that?
I think it's worth noting that it's especially worth noting in this situation because the number is above a field goal. So what are we at? 4.5 BetMGM, right? 4 elsewhere for the majority of the spots. But if you look at the specifics of what's happened in these divisional games, what do we see? Yeah, there are a handful of blowouts, but for the most part, they're close games. That doesn't shock anybody in any division. And it's been a mixed bag on the results. It's the reason you don't hear people cite the straight-up record is because the straight-up record is not bad. It's not anywhere close to the 1-11 ATS that we see. So last year, they got swept by Pittsburgh, and we'll talk about that matchup in a moment. But they also swept a team that went to the Super Bowl in Cincinnati, and then they split with Baltimore. In 2021, they swept Cincinnati. Now, those were close games, one-score games, so they probably didn't cover those spreads. That's probably why this is part of it. Split with Pittsburgh, and they were swept by Baltimore. So last 2 years, if we're looking straight up, it goes 3-3. In those divisional matchups. So I think there's a lot of noise behind this ATS record. Now, if you want to cite it for tonight, I don't have a problem with it because the point spread is more than a field goal. But I'll say this, if part of your handicap is just take the underdog because it's an AFC matchup, just take the underdog. These games are always tight. That's trash that you're putting out there. That's just wrong. Because if you look at the last 8 matchups between these two teams, they have been decided by an average of 12.1 points per game. The number of times it has been decided by less than 5 points, which is what this spread is, out of the last 8, Aaron, it's happened once. There's a 31, wow. 15, 14, 12, 11. A lot of double digit games in this series. And I think that was when Pittsburgh was better because they probably had Watson a number of those and maybe a better version of Roethlisberger.
Yeah, that's a good point. But it does surprise me, if, you know, that big of a point differential in a division matchup, too. I mean, when you think division matchup, especially in this division, I just think slugfest. Like, this is going to be a tighter game. You know, you don't know what's going to happen. So that actually really does surprise me. And then you've also got no Baker Mayfield. You've got Jacoby Brissett, you know, as the quarterback now for the Browns. So that's also not – I don't know if that's going to work in Stefanski's favor for this ATS trend that we're looking at. I like the Steelers as underdogs here. I know Trubisky, Ugh. It's just gross. I don't know. It's hard to back either quarterback. Now that I say that, now that it comes out of my mouth, I'm like, hold up. Do I really want to have put this much confidence in Mitch Trubisky?
Yeah.
Probably not, but I have more faith in Mike Tomlin and the Steelers' defense. Just putting together a better game plan, I have more faith and confidence in that.
Yeah, it's disgusting. This is a disgusting quarterback matchup. I mean, the team total for Pittsburgh tonight is 16.5 points at BetMGM. The team total for Cleveland feels a little high to me, 22.5. It's kind of interesting. That gap there is pretty big considering the point spread on the game is what it is at 4.5. So the total in the first half of this game is 19. A 19 total in the first half? Ugh, this is gross.
I don't think we've hit on the biggest point, though, with this matchup tonight. It's weather-related.
Yeah.
Watch the wind. Watch the wind. They're calling for 15 to 20 miles per hour, and we know that impacts totals. That impacts games more than any other kind of weather. And we have two terrible quarterbacks in wind. So how is that going to play out? I'm more interested in a different trend I saw. And you guys share your thoughts, please, on the Stefanski one. But on the wind, in Cleveland, when it's 20 miles per hour or higher, unders are 12-2. If it's 18 miles per hour or higher, unders are 16-4.
So say that again one more time.
In Cleveland,
okay.
This is from Evan Abrams, Action Network. He tweeted this out. When the wind is 20 miles per hour or higher, the under in the game is 12-2. 18 miles per hour or more, it's 16-4.
So we are looking at – I have the updated forecast in front of me. They're calling for 25 to 35 mile an hour winds tonight in Cleveland.
Holy cow. This is all going to – see – and yeah, the run games are good and at times, and they can be very successful, certainly on the Cleveland side. But the big part there is the clock's going to be going tick, tick, tick.
And to your point, the Browns have tried to make it a focus to have more of a balanced attack, even though the run game is what, you know, I think is their path to success. But the Browns had 39 rushing attempts and 34 passing attempts in week one and 37 rushes to 27 passes in week two. But with the wind, that could definitely factor into this.
All right. So how do we want to play some props tonight then? So now we have a lot of information here. We have opinion on the quarterback stink. Defense is good. Pass rush is good. Win significant. They both want to run the football. So we could create something here off of that. One other thing to ask you, Joe, specifically, Mitch Trubisky. How has he fared in weather? I mean, he's played a lot of it, right? He played in Chicago for years. So I imagine worse in weather than not weather situations? Cold wind?
Well,
is he worse?
I mean, if you're bad in good weather, you're bad in bad weather. I mean, certainly. No, I mean,
if you're bad, you're bad.
Yeah, pretty much. The problem with that is it's Trubisky, so he's not going to shine in any sort of situation where, you know, all sorts of variables are thrown into the mix. So, yeah, no, he's terrible. He's terrible in a dome, too. So,
what is Najee Harris? Because he's banged up, right? He limped off the field last week.
Yeah, they have a terrible offensive line. He's had a rough start. He only has 72 rushing yards on 25 attempts. But he smashed Cleveland last year. And the Steelers did have a bad offensive line. So I find the Harris stuff interesting. Don't you think on the Cleveland side, that's all the focus is going to be? It's going to be Chubb and Hunt props, and that's probably where we should take a look here. And they are not pushing, not that you can in tonight's elements, it sounds like, but they're not pushing the ball down the field at all with Brissett. He has one pass attempt over 20 yards.
Oh, I don't think I've seen this. Jacoby Brissett at BetMGM, his touchdown passing prop tonight, it's 0.5.
Okay, how juiced is it?
It's minus 275 on the over.
Oh,
I'm interested in the under.
Yeah, under. He could easily have zero. Yeah,
two to one, plus 200, 2-1.
Wow,
that's I kind of like that one. Zero.
What's a Trubisky?
Touchdowns. Trubisky is plus 195 on over 1.5, minus 275 on under 1.5. Trubisky's not throwing two touchdowns tonight. Come on.
I would think not. No. Another point on the Cleveland run game. Without T.J. Watt this past Sunday against New England, the Steelers' defense gave up 5 yards a pop on the ground.
Yeah, and they were pretty poor last year at stopping the run as well. And now no Watt. Yeah. So are we on Chubb tonight? Nick Chubb props?
Aaron?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
I know where you're going for this.
What? I'm just asking a question.
It's always good to have a full Chubb back there. That sound
there
bite.
There we go.
That
a full Chubb back there is really good.
There it is.
Who was that? I forgot.
I do too. A backup quarterback?
I know it was a backup quarterback. I couldn't
put my finger on.
I was gonna guess Josh McCown for some reason. Same guy.
Different name.
So if you're
I like the Myles Garrett getting a sack, actually, is one of my favorites.
Yeah, I like that. Ooh,
that's not bad. And that is, what do we have?
It was 0.75 again earlier in the week when I bet it at minus 120. Now it's down to 0.25 at minus 155, but I still like it. I could definitely see it.
Why would they bring that down? Oh, because there's going to be less passing. Okay.
Yeah.
On the rushing props, geez, Nick Chubb, they know people are betting the over. It's at 84.5. And Kareem Hunt is at 43.5. With Kareem Hunt, would you rather bet rushing or just rushing and receiving? Because he's used a lot coming out of the backfield.
Yeah.
And you would assume tonight's going to be a lot of short passing game.
Sure. I might go with the rushing and receiving. Maybe that's a better way to do it, different way to approach it. His anytime touchdown for Nick Chubb tonight is minus 190.
Yeah, I mean, the only play I would do there with either Cleveland running back is take a shot on the 2+ touchdowns.
Right?
Gosh, but that's not even a lot of value, at least with Nick Chubb. It's plus 160 at BetMGM. That's not good. Three or more touchdowns plus 350? Come on. Three touchdowns.
Is what? Only plus 350?
Yeah.
That's insane.
It's out of control.
I mean, how many times does a player get three touchdowns in a game? Rare. It's
Stephon Diggs this week. He was the only player in the NFL, right?
Yes. How about this prop here over at BetMGM? Full game, total touchdowns, both sides. They set it at 4.5. Feels heavy.
Had the same look. Had the same exact look. There's an alternate. It's three ways, so if it hits four exactly, you lose. But under four is plus 130.
Ooh. Repeat that prop, please.
Under four touchdowns in the game is plus 130. I guess the official number is 4.5. Alternate number is four, but it's also a three-way bet. So if it hits four exactly, you lose.
Okay.
Are we getting suckered because of the weather? Maybe they can't kick and they have to go for fourth downs, and that leads to a couple more touchdowns. That's my only worry, that if they can't kick it from 45 yards out, they have to go for it, and then maybe we get an extra touchdown because of that. But, I mean, how are these teams scoring touchdowns?
Anybody interested in the under based on the information we have at this moment, 38.5?
Now, this I could see being a 20-10 game or something even less. This just sounds ugly.
I played the Steelers team total under 16.5.
Okay. So were you concerned that the Browns can nearly hit the total by themselves or what?
I could see them getting, defensive touchdown, definitely on the board, kind of a late score, definitely on the board, like where they're up within the margin, and then they just drive it down the field, basically killing clock, but end up in the end zone too.
Yeah. The other interesting angle, and it's, I think it's the best thing for Cleveland, get back on the field after that loss to the Jets.
Right.
Yeah. 155. 13 points. Yeah. Just flush this one immediately.
It's a good spot for Cleveland. Home, Thursday night. They get to flush the last one. Steelers, the Trubisky. It's that chatter's getting loud in Pittsburgh. That Trubisky can't play. Like, they got to get Pickett on the field soon.
Yeah. You know, if you're a Steelers fan, maybe the worst thing for you, if you're looking for the future of this team and you know this is not the season for you, the worst thing is grinding out a win tonight, because that's going to buy him probably a month. Another win for Trubisky. God, that guy just walks backwards into them somehow. I don't know how. If you had to play a side, does anybody have a lean? I would lean with the initial move from earlier in the week. I would go with Cleveland, but I really don't want to do that.
I was considering Cleveland as like a survivor play, but I don't want to.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Right.
Wow. Not with our show.
No way.
Paul likes to walk on the wild side with his survivor ideas.
He does.
He really does.
I guess this is where I say I took the Bears in one league where it's all weighted. So, yeah, I took the Bears this week against the Texans.
The Bears Survivor?
They were due last night.
Paul's face
was
amazing.
Here's the thing, Paul. A rule is you don't have to pick every team. Like, it kind of feels like you're picking. Wow. You got to explain
like
the weighted
Eagles,
part,
Vikings,
though.
Jags. Yeah, we'll talk about it.
Yeah, we'll talk about it. Okay. Trend or truth for week 3 in the NFL next, right here on the BetQL Network.
We'll be right back with BetQL Daily, presented by BetMGM on the BetQL Network.